An electron beam wiped out up to 99.999% of drug-resistant bacteria in the air. In a controlled laboratory test, a single pass through an electron beam system sharply reduced 4 dangerous multidrug-resistant bacteria. The result is striking, but hospitals will need real-world safety, cost, and airflow trials. Hospitals fight dangerous bacteria with antibiotics, cleaning, hand hygiene, ventilation, and filtration. A newly published experiment asks whether another tool could be added to that defense. A beam of high-energy electrons that damages drug-resistant bacteria while they are suspended in moving air. In controlled laboratory tests, researchers reported that one pass through their electron beam irradiation system reduced 4 multidrug-resistant bacteria by 99.98% to 99.999%. The largest reduction was measured for methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, better known as MRSA. For difficult pathogens, one pass. The team aerosolized clinical isolates of Pseudomonas aeruginosa, Acinetobacter, Klebsiella, and MRSA, then directed the contaminated air through the experimental system. Samples collected downstream were cultured to count how many bacteria remained capable of growing. The reported reductions were 4.01 log 10 for Pseudomonas, 3.64 log 10 for Acinetobacter, 3.64 log 10 for Klebsiella, and 5.37 log 10 for MRSA. Expressed as percentages, that range corresponds to 99.98% through 99.999% inactivation. The peer-reviewed paper appeared in Scientific Reports on July 21, 2026. What the electrons appear to do. This is not an antibiotic, and it does not need to identify a molecular weakness unique to one bacterial species. The researchers used scanning electron microscopy to inspect treated cells. They observed ruptured membranes, collapsed surfaces, and loss of structural integrity. Their mechanistic analysis suggests that direct electron impacts and electroporation, in which electrical effects make membranes permeable, are important parts of the damage. That physical mode of action is interesting in the context of antimicrobial resistance. Drug-resistant organisms can survive medicines designed to kill or suppress them, but resistance to an antibiotic does not automatically protect a cell from intense physical damage. The World Health Organization describes antimicrobial resistance as a major global health threat associated with millions of deaths. Why air treatment is difficult. Air moves quickly, pathogens may be carried in droplets of different sizes, and a real hospital contains changing humidity, dust, people, and complex ventilation paths. An air cleaning system must treat a useful volume without creating unsafe exposure, excessive noise, unacceptable energy costs, or harmful byproducts. It must also work alongside, not replace, established infection control measures. The attraction of the experiment is the single-pass result. A technology that inactivates organisms quickly could potentially be placed in ducts or contained treatment units for high-risk rooms. It might also avoid some problems associated with filters that capture organisms but require maintenance and disposal. The limits are as important as the headline. The study was conducted under controlled laboratory conditions using deliberately aerosolized isolates. It was not a clinical trial in occupied wards, and it did not show fewer infections in patients. Performance could change with different airflow speeds, particle loads, microbial mixtures, and room conditions. Electron beam equipment also raises practical engineering questions about shielding, radiation safety, ozone or other byproducts, maintenance, cost, and energy consumption. Hospitals would need independent testing, exposure controls, and regulatory review before deployment. The paper was funded primarily by an antimicrobial resistance research center, while Plasma Shield supported publication costs and an external review of the study design. The authors state that the funders had no role in conducting or analyzing the experiments, a result worth testing in the real world. The experiment offers a striking proof of principle. Even highly drug-resistant bacteria were vulnerable when carried through the electron beam. The next step is not to declare hospital air solved, but to test whether the effect remains strong, safe, and economical in realistic ventilation systems. If it does, electron beam treatment could become one layer in a broader defense that includes better ventilation, filtration, cleaning, surveillance, and responsible antibiotic use. In infection control, no single technology is enough. A tool that removes several orders of magnitude of viable bacteria in one pass, however, deserves careful attention.